Wednesday the 30th of June, Yud Ches Tammuz, Rabbi David Halpern, did Rabbeinu Tam wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin?
Good morning, Rabbi Zai. That is the union of tefillin. Tefillin generally, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and to a few in the Kiddush about tefillin Bechlau, which has a relevance to us, Baruch Hashem, every day of the week, besides Shabbos. But it's got special relevance in the 3 weeks. In the weeks which are Miss Abel and Chom, Miss Mikdash, and Miss Pavel, Father Binyan, Miss Mikdash, there's a letter which the Shlua Kurdish wrote to his son on the day of his Bar Mitzvah. It's been printed, I've got a copy of it. And he writes to his son the following. He said, Talmidim of Rav Shimon Yechui, ask Rav Shimon Yechui, Mikdash Deit Usi Le Mikdash, V'shachanti b'soichem. The purpose of the Mikdash was V'shachanti b'soichem. That's the tachlis of the Mikdash. So they asked him, B'zman she b'smikdash kayem, we had a b'smikdash, V'shachanti b'soichem. How do we have nowadays the V'shachanti b'soichem? We don't have b'smikdash, but what about V'shachanti b'soichem part of it? So he answered, Rav Shimon Yechui asked his Talmidim, that nowadays when a person puts on his tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, demos vet en is kaddish mikdish is pes hamikdash, and that's the shachanti besoichem. When we put on our tefillin, that's where we get the kaddish of hamikdash, and then we have the shachanti besoichem. So the hashruas hashchina which we had through the besamikdash, we get nowadays through tefillin. So hopefully this will inspire us a little bit to be mahadan even more in the way we put on tefillin. Spend a few seconds more before we say the brucha, as we're going to put on the tefillin tomorrow morning, Yitzchak. The well-known machlokes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Everybody knows there's something called Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. What is actually Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and why was he mechalik with Rashi? What is the machlokes, and why do we put on pink Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? We have various shittas. So just to go through the basics of this. So machlokes in Gemara Menuchot, you've got all the Bala Mekoymas here. We won't be able to get through the whole sheet, but at least you'll have something to take home for homework. Everything's going to be Malam Mekoymas. Gemara Menuchot, Taf Lamed Dalad on the base, the machlokes, they're Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's first see what it is and then see why it comes to it. We've got a chart here of four different shittas in the Seder HaParshias. We know that the Parshias in Tefillin, Bo Shalyad, Shalosh, there are four Parshias. Shema Avam, Shemaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yecho, as we say, before we put on the tefillin, there are four parshas. In the Shalosh, it's four separate batim, and in Sheliyah, there's one long round, all four in one klaf. Machloikus is basically on the Seder HaParshias, and the Seder HaParshias is Ma'akrif. So Rashi, the Shitta is, and by the way, the Abi Oimer, Rabbi Yosef brings that this Machloikus is an old Machloikus already in Mechilta in Yerushalmi. Rashi's Shitta is, you've got Vohoyim Shemoy on the right side, of the person who's wearing it. V'hoim Shema on the right side, then the Shema, then V'hoim Kivyecho Kaddish. The Seder actually goes the other way around. The Seder HaParshias, you know, Sefer Torah, Mezizos, and Tefillin have to be written Kesidron. The four Parshias also have to be written Kesidron. The Seder in the Torah is Kaddish, V'hoim Kivyecho is in Parshias Boy. Shema is Veschanon. In V'hoim Shemoya is in Ekev. So counting from the left to the right, we'll soon see why we go from left to right. We normally go from right to left. So Rashi says, push at Kesedron as it's written in the Torah. You start off with Kaddish on your left side, then you move on to Vahoy Kivyecho, then to Shema, then Vahoyim Shemoya. Jump down to Shemisha Rabbah. He says the same. But he says, instead of counting from your left side, count from your right side. So counting from your right side, you've got the same thing. Kaddish, then Vahoy Kivyecho, then Shema, Vahoyim Shemoya. So basically, Rashi and Shemisha Rabbah, as far as the Seder parts are concerned, they have the same shitta. Shal is only where do you start? We have to see why. Why left? Why right? Rabbeinu Tam is the same shitta in Rashi that you start from your left side, but he says that the two vahoyos have to be together. Because it's not considered according to that. Rabbeinu Tam says you start off with Kaddish on your left side, as Rashi says, but then instead of going to Shema, you say Vahoyim Shema and Shema. The two Vahoyos should be together. And the Ravid has also got the same Shitta, but again, starting from the right side. So the Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam have the same idea in Seder HaParshias, but the Ravid starts on the right, and the Rabbeinu Tam from that. That's the Tetzuah from the Gemara. Now let's see the Gemara. So in a few lines of Gemara, And one wouldn't imagine that as large as Shas is, you have two or three lines of Gemara with these two or three lines. You can have that four shittas, and the ganze Welt hat sich übergedreht because of these two lines in the Gemara. And the Gemara wasn't written clear enough that we should really know how to do it. And Emerson, if you look through the whole sheet, you'll understand maybe why the Gemara especially left it a bit obscure. There should be confusion in this. Let's see the Gemara. Gemara Mesechtes Menuchas Taf Lamed Alam the base. We're on for ice base. Twin Rabbanon, Kait Sad Sodron, how is he Mesada the four parishes? Kadesh Li Vahoyo Kiviacho Mimin, Shema Vahoyim Shemoya Mismoy. So Rashi learns push a pshat. You start on the right side, but not the right side of the person who's wearing the tefillin, the right side of the person who's opposite you, looking at you as you're wearing the tefillin. So Kadesh Vahoyo Kadesh Vahoyo Kiviacho Mimin. And on the right, then you go on Shema Avim Shmoya, Mismoya. So that's the side that Kadesh Shmoya, Kiviyahu, Shema Avim Shmoya. Votanya Ipch, and a bride is that pink faket. Omar Abai Loikash, Ka Mimino Shal Koyrai, the one who's reading, the one who's opposite you, reading your tefillin. Ka Mimino Shal Meneich. So Rashi learns Pshat, the first bride is Mimino Shal Koyrai. So that's why you start off on the left, what we call left. From the person wearing at this point of view, it's left, because it's that's miminoi shel koira. And the second bride is miminoi shel, the person putting on the tefillin. Vaha koira, koira chesidron, so the koira, the one who's opposite you, who's reading the tefillin, looking at your tefillin, vahoyo, kishem Hashem nikro lecha, vayari mamecha, kishem Hashem nikro lecha, the person who's looking at your tefillin, he will read chesidron, the kuntu rashi, he's reading chesidron, he's starting on his right side, kadesh, then koi viacho, then shema vim shema. Zuk rashi. Ibarashi, Kaitzat Sidron, Say the Hanukhus, and what's the say the of putting him in the bias? Kan mi min shal kaira, kan mi min shal meniach. So Krashi, Kesha kaira oimet keneged meniach, obviously have a yamina shal zeh, lesi moila shal zeh. Somebody's standing opposite somebody else, so he's opposite. Ba kaira kaira ka Sidron, this is the Rashi. Kesei de shen kesidin betoira, he has to write them according to the side of the Torah. Mikdem, what's first in the Torah, Pashas Boy comes first, Im Eicha, Pashas Veschanon, and Pashas Eichav later. Hilchah, Hoda Kumelel, the first bride which says, Kaddish Voyaki Viachum Mimin, means Mimin Shal Koyrakum, the one standing opposite me. The Hashtakishi Koyra Kadalkoy, the man is standing opposite me, is reading Kadalkoy, Mimin Lay Smoiler. The name is Koyran Kasir. The second bride will say, put the Mashbakash of Yahoo, Moyle is all the way around, and the other person. That's how Rashi learns push up shot in the Gemara. Ben Tam got a problem here. Ben Tam says, according to Rashi, why does the Braise say Kaddish Vahoy Kiviyachu Mimin Shema Vahoy Mismoy Mismoy? He should say Kaddish Mimin and all the rest Vahashar Mismoy. Why does he say two Mimin and two Mismoy? The solution is rather strange, and he brings a Raya from Amno a Gemura elsewhere, but the Nisach HaGemura, the Sigma in HaGemura normally would be differently. He wouldn't say two on the right side, two on the left. He'd say you start with one on the right side and then continue to the left. Or say all three on the right and the last one on the left. Why is it two a hin, two a hair? Therefore he learns pshat that two are mimin, as Rashi says, and the other two are mismoil, you start from the smoil side. The man who's standing opposite the koila, as Rashi says. So he starts off on his right side, so we call it left, kaddish, and hoya kiviyachu, that's mimin. And Shema v'hoim Shmoy Mismoil means don't continue after v'hoim Kivecho to Shema v'hoim Shmoy, like Rashi says. Mismoil means then you turn to the left side and start to the left side. Shema on the left side and then v'hoim Shmoy. That's what I learned many times. Let's see it in the Lushan. Toysvus Gimel. Ibe Toysvus. V'koyuk Sipe. Perit Bekintris. Brings around the Rashi, which is not just learned. V'kushel Rabbeinu Tam. Da Amai Polgini. Why did he spit it? Shekoyrish Tein Hirishoynis Mimin. The first two are mimin, the second two are mismoil. The lush is choyl aleima reshoyno mimin kadesh mimin. V'chol achel is mismoil. Then carry on towards your left. Or yepcha gimel reshoyn is mimin, and the fourth one is mismoil. As we find by Ne'am Aruvi brings the whole Gemara there, that you find the list of Gemara would be one and then go to all the others, not take half this way and half that way. In Mefarash Ben Tam, therefore the Ben Tam learns. Kaddish v'hoyaki v'yachu mimin shal koira, those two on one side. If it's smoil shal koira, then the koira goes to the other extreme, to the left, and starts by the left and moves towards the yimin. Have a shemam, if it's smoil shal koira, have a shemam v'chitz v'achreo v'hoyim shemoyim b'vlim. V'nicha hashtama shecholki. Now in the Gemara it fits in very nicely, but it's rather strange. Why? Why should there be, if there's a din that has to be considered, why should we switch from right to left? You know, you start on right and go all the way to the left. Why, Taka, the other ones should be other? How does work? Kiviyachol goes right, right and then left, and Shema v'Mishmaya you go left and right. There's no logic behind it. Dalit, Keren Oyrezuk, Lashetra Rebani Tamzal, Lo Nisba Tam Shaltiri Begmura. Behipach said that Pashas. Why should we turn around, start off Yimin to Smoil, and then go Smoil to Yimin? Lahakdim Bahoim Shemoya Lishma, if you look from the right, moving over to Smoil, you stay first Bahoim Shemoya, then Shema. Why? Besed Anuch, the Loik said it's the Bosom of the Torah. It's not according to the Seder of the Torah. V'ksurach Loima, the Kach Nem Rahaluch Lomoshe Mesinai, Chol Sh'ar Adin Etzvilin Haluchem Kadis B'Shmat. So we don't need to use our logic. Haluchem Moshe Mesinai. We're free of applying our cycle to it. It's Haluchem Moshe Mesinai. Finished. No Sfura. I haven't seen anybody bring a Sfura. Actually, I have seen somebody tries to explain Hapi Kabbalah about the four oasis of Shemavaya, but I didn't understand it, and certainly I can't even try and explain it. But Pashtus, we don't have any Hezbo. Alright, so we've got these two Shittas. Now we still have to understand a few points. First of all, how does it work in the Tefillin Shel Yad? Tefillin Shel Yad is one long parasha. Does Rabbi Nitam say you write it in this order? Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol V'Hoyim Shema Yalen Shema? It would not be considered. No problem. If you do it the way Rashi does it, so why do those who wear Rabbi Nitam's Tefillin, why do they have to have two sets of Tefillin? Why can't they just have two sets of Sharosh and use the Rashi's Yad for Rabbi Nitam? See, there seems to be a machlokas in the Shariyad also between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Look at the Torah. Seidan lechusim bebatim. This is a Torah Shulchan Aruch. This is a lushan of the Torah. Le Rashi kadesh mismoil shel ha-meniach. The one he's using our language, smoil of the meniach. Bebayis hachitzin, the outside one. He makes it very clear. Va'achrov afterwards v'hoi ki v'yachol bebayis hasheni. E bebayis hashlishi shema. E bebayis revi. Very clear. El ben etam he has said that kadosh mismoiloi va'achar v'bayis hasheni v'hoi kiviyachu ibegimol. Doesn't want us to be confused. Ibegimol v'hoi mshamaya ibevi shehachitzin shema. Similar to Rashi gives two simonim to remember ben etam. To remember Rashi is easy because you've got the say of the Torah. To remember ben etam two simonim. Havayos lahaduda, the two v'hoyos are together. If you look on the chart, you see the v'hoi kiviyachu v'hoi mshamaya are together. Nochazach ishnei hashinin shema and kadesh. There's a shin. Dehain lekadesh malas avchitz es lashinin. We know there's shinin outside on two sides of the bayis. So the simon, it doesn't say it's connected. I think it's just saying it's a simon to remember it. Shavuot. V'chaynia seide b'shel yad. In shel yad is also the same machlokes. Lemar kede islay, lemar kede islay. Rashi according to his shita, and Rabbeinu Tam according to his shita. Mihi, we got a problem. If so, you'll be writing Shaloi Kesidron. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you'll be writing B'hoim Shemaya before Shema, and that cannot be, because you have to write a Kesidron. Mihi, Gam Rabbeinu Tam, Tzurech Lekois von Kaseide Shem Ksivim B'toira. Shehi, Kadesh, V'hoye Kiviyachu. You leave a big gap, and you write Shema, and then you go back to write B'hoim Shemaya. The San, Kosma Shaloi Kesidron, Yignezi, you have to be going with them, they're not Kusha. Pele Shaloi Kaseide Ksivim B'toira. Lefikach, therefore, you've got no other eitz. Shel yad, shehen beklaf echod, is one long piece of parchment. Yichtav kadosh v'hoi kiviyachu, v'yoniach, he should leave chulok, a gap, for parshas v'hoim shemoya, v'yichtav shema afterwards, v'achach yichtav v'hoim shemoya, the seid and the chuz b'batim shel yad shelo shum. So there is a difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the shel yad. The seid according to Rabbeinu Tam, it goes according to his seid and shelosh. But written, as far as the writing is concerned, you have to write in the right order. As a matter of interest, the Bedivazeh, Dufa Machloikus Ben Agoinim. How do we pass them? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Yeshmem Soyim Kedivar Rashi, the Yeshmem Kedivar Rabbeinu Tam. And it's not a Pustam Machloikus, because there were many, many, many on the side of Rabbeinu Tam. And there were Gansa Medinas, where they used to wear only Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, which is a rather strange thing. Can you imagine a whole Medina who wear tefillin, which according to us are not the Kusha tefillin? For Kusha Vadani Ulazal, this is the Rosh. The Torah is quoting his father. Lefisha Nechliki by Goina Oilom. It's filling shall eili psil in the eili. You can't choose one of the two. The stanya hechle peshes hein perish. So it's possible if you do the wrong order. ואום לחכום מוקים יש בראש להניח בייש נתפן להד enough room for two pairs of tefillin וכן בזרוע לכן the Torah says the Rosh says יראי שמיים יצא ידי שניים that's where he got this in from the Tam's film ויעשה בייזיק התפילין שהיה two pairs of tefillin ויניח שניים but for Yechavon he must not kavuna to be yoitz with both because that's Baltoisif ויחבן דהם נחוסן באויסן שעשיין כתקינן עלי בתהל חסב המן יועץ לחבוסי the kabun is the one which in him will vice me it's the kosher one that's my mitzvah ואחר ימנה כתסיס בעל מה זה from wearing straps ואין כמישים בעל צויסף דלוי מיקלו בעל צויסף אלא כשאויס ההי בעצים ולא אם if you dig high bathing five bathing would be בעל צויסף so he says למה עשה that's how his meaning was as the Rosh meaning
so wearing both at the same time
at the same time No, you're wearing two. One is the same tefillin, and one is the same letzias ba'al.
Which two did you wear? Rashi and the
Rashi Ben Tam. Oh. So he's talking about Rashi and Ben Tam. Now we still don't know why we ignored Shmish Rabbah and the Ravot. We've got four basic shittas here, and we're worried about the Ben Tam, and we're not worried about Shmish Rabbah and the Ravot. We'll have to come to that.
Shabbos
Rishon. All Rishon, all Rishon. And I couldn't be Rishon. And all Rishon. Ravot Rishon. Let's skip Vov, leave us for your homework. Just as the list of all the names who go with Rav Enitam. Zion. Shulchan Aruch, how is Halucha Lamaisa? Nifsek Karashi. Halucha, we pass like Rashi. Vizel Hashem, the Seid, and the Chusn, the Batim, the Rashi, the Rambam, Chadash, and Smol, Hamniach, Beis, Chitzen, the Achim, Viachon, the whole thing, and so on, and so on, and so on, and the Ben Tam, the other way around. And then he said, the Minugo Oilom, Karashi, the Rambam. So Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Rashi, the Rambam. The second Seed, Shulchan Aruch, Yilei Shemaim, Yeitzi, Yilei Shneim, The Yas is tasting the film in Yishnaim. He doesn't say they're both together or not, and that is the Torah said they should be both together. By doing both together, you get two malas. You have the mala, you've got a bruch on it. If you put it afterwards, like Armenig is, you've lost the brucha. The bruch is. And another mala is that you're laying in Krishna with both together. If there's an Issa to land Krishna without film, so according to Rashi, when you put on Rabbi Tam's tefillin, you're laying a Krishna without tefillin, and vice versa. So the mala putting them both together, you gain that. V'chaven b'han l'chus on b'oysim shem adi b'delchse, and yeh t'lech v'zeh? Pardon? That's what he says. He's b'chaven. V'chaven b'han l'chus on. He should have in zin. B'oysim shem adi b'delchse, v'hashem t'lechse, otherwise it's b'altoysif. For that reason, you have to have kohen. Then the Shechemah says, lo ya'asekein, you should not do so, to put on Rabbi Tam's tefillin, elo mi shem yichse ke mefirsin b'chsidus. Of all your actions, as al pi chesidus, after the lemal leflim shesadin, you should do so. If not, the mishabir says it's mechze kiyara. It looks like balgava. I'm doing something more than is required. So even what? Only wear rashis. Shachlo says yirashemayim should wear ben tamsvil, but to be machman that only if you're mefirsim chesidus. Otherwise, if you have it agav, so you should keep your rashis tefillin.
It's not the one you wear rashis and never wear.
No, it's fine, but we're together. It's fine, we're together, yeah. Let's do it.
Very small,
yeah. We're having small.
Must be
the one. What? The head and the hand is big enough for two.
What did
Mishnah Berurah
weigh himself?
We haven't come to that. I'm going step by step. I don't want to scare anybody. The Shechemah says that man should be machmer. Then the Shechemah says only something mechze b'chesidus. So if not, it's mechze kiyar. So we've got a bit of a problem. All those who have the midik to put on b'nei tamsfil, certainly chesidim will put on b'nei tamsfil, and many others also. We've got a problem with mechze kiyar. We'll have to jump a little bit, but there's something very interesting. The Rosh Hashanah, and I'll leave it for you to work it out yourself. Lamasa, those who put on Rabbi Tam's film, such as myself, who are not Mefirs and Bachsidis, are Soymach on the Shah of Shiva, who says, B'shem HaChidur, Shebem Koyma Saini, Roiv Toif Sahat Toivet, the Chidur writes in his Mokhaimis, as his father's Mokhaimis, Roiv Toif Sahat Toivet, mixes Balbat and Melich and Rabbi Tam Gamken, Velumich Zakiyar. Once it's become a thing which many people do, it's a minik, it's not Yar. Yar is if you do something acceptable. Different than everybody else. But once it's become a minig, some got a minig, you do it because your parents did it, your Zayda did it, there's no more mechze kiyara. And an interesting thing in the small letters, but again, we'll have to jump over this, the Chidur brings that mechze kiyara was in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, when they were only aware of a machloikus in halucha, the halucha, then we pass. Once you pass like Rashi, that's the halucha. So to be machma, according to the second chapter, is machzikiyara. But he says that if you afterwards, after when I was in the scholar, Toilus Hanista, and we found out that both have got a mukoim in Shoirish in Emes, so it's not doing it as to be used halucha. You want to do the Kabbalah de Kazachan, and the Kabbalah de Kazachan is not machzikiyara. It's interesting how he explains it. Actually, the Rosh Hashulchan, maybe we should go back a few lines. It's end of Ches. The Rosh Hashulchan says, Ches, in the middle of two, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Bepinchas. Yeah? The Rosh Hashulchan starts off, let's say the whole thing. Alright, Lachem. Afshe Bechabirim in Dinam Hanuchas Ein Rele Lechter Zivur Manemon Bechisha. The Rosh Hashulchan was a Poisik, a Litvish Poisik. He said, I don't want to write Kabbalah de Kazachan. This safe is made for Halucha. Behind the story of Hashem Elkaini. He writes he doesn't know much Kabbalah. This is anivus. It shouldn't be surprising in your eyes. This is the Zohar Kodesh. The Lo'usid Luvoi Havayas Lahaduta. He said, "I'm going to change that film." And he says the ribs al Kabbalah, the Shemus and all it means, and then he goes on a bit further to say, Vinimsa, the Lefize, Shneim Emes, Lefi Kabbalah Satayra, Elo, the Bizmana Ze, Yoise Nuchon Karashi, the Pnei Hatam and Shaomani, Elohein Omra Abrai, Sushma, Vom Shmoya, Bismoil, the Achshiv is Parish Makod Shma, Ach Vom Shmoya, Elohus Lovoi, Yes, parish shema, bohem shema, mesmoel, klim, mesmoel, yeshma, vachel shema, vahayim shema, vahayim shema. He says something very strange here. According to Ruch HaShulchan, the Lord said, Lovoy, Mashiach will come, we're going to have to change our tefillin. So, we're not talking halucha lemaaseh, but there's something here, there's something more than what meets the eye. So, on that, the Chiddush says that because we found out that besides halucha de kamechloik, because there's something in Kabbalah, so those who want to be noed al pi Kabbalah, it's not a mechzikiyara, because he's not doing it because he says that you're not yotza, I'm yotza, and you're not. He's what you're doing to pick a bullet. There's more talent to do so. They bring from the Vilna Gaon that Reb Chaim Volozhin asked the Vilna Gaon that you wear tefillin all day, so you're machiv to wear Rashi tefillin. Because if you take off Rashi's put on the time, you're going to get halucha. The halucha is a Rashi. But I don't wear tefillin all day. So in the time when I'm not wearing tefillin, in any case, why should I maybe put on a bain time? That was his question. And to which the well-known member of the Vilna Gaon, he said, if you want to be able to all the tefillin, you'll have to wear 64 pairs of tefillin. It multiplies 2 by 2 to the power of 4. Yeah.
Counting
the tzitzis.
Who's?
It's all the same tzitzis. It's all different tzitzis. Now the Nodi Bid explains why suddenly have we all become the Shechnuch says Yerushalayim should put on a bein tamchfin. What about the other shittas? Zuktazoi in Emerson, there's with Rabbi Tam has a sport of many goyim. I'm off on your base now. Rav Hai Gun, Rabbi Yosef Tav Elam, Rav Shmira Gun, Rav Hanan, Rabbi Hida, Rabbi Zilai, Rav Rif, Sadi, a whole list. Who holds it? So therefore, on the Shitta, we call it Rabbeinu Tam because he was the Rosh Shitta, but there were many, many with him. The other two Shittas, the Shemisha Rabba and the Rabba, were Shitta Yechidua, one Rishon. We can't be able to all the Shittas. But because there were so many who were in support of Rabbeinu Tam's Shitta, that's why there's a Mukum Tumi Machma on that. Then the Nebbi Hida says in Emerson, if you're Chosh on Rabbeinu Tam's Shitta, Rabbeinu Tam has another Shitta also. He says that the parishes of the Tefillin should not be standing up, they should be lying down. And the Rabbeinu Tam says the same as Sefer Torah Nur and Kodesh should be lying down, and the mezuzah should be lying down. And Shechnur Vet Kepaskin that we are Mahadr to have our mezuzahs at a slant if we can, and the Sefer Torah also should be at a slant to be yoyt to both shittas, because it's mispshat, it has to be lying down. It shouldn't be standing, Kund Rabbeinu Tam. And we say the other way around, it shouldn't be lying down. So at the slant, you yoyt to both shittas. So in tefillin, you can't make a slant, it doesn't work. So why don't we make, if we want to have Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, we should have the parashas because Rabbeinu Tam lying down. So Nodi Behida, on that we're not choishes. He was a shitta yichadu on that. He was just like we're not choishes on the shitta of the Shemisha Rab and the Rabbah in the Pesach the parashas. In the way how it should be lying, we're also not choishes because the shitta yichadu. We're only choishes on the side of parashas. Our brother Kim Tos, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't wear our Rabbeinu Tam's thing because it has to be the other way around. There are, I've seen people wearing Shmishi Rabba Tfin. That's Pekabula Zayn Yif Shmishi
Rabba.
That's obviously, I don't know. That's, I've seen somebody after that one put
the Shmishi Rabba.
No, the Shmosh says that Rabban Itam says it should not be standing. Rabban Itam says it should not be standing. And the other Shita says it should not be lying. So the slant is both Shitas. If one can, if through that you lose the hidden properties, putting the Shmishi in the right place, said it's not good. I don't want to finish off with something very fascinating. Shechmur states that you shouldn't lie in Krishna without tefillin. And you go to see Chof, you'll see that many possum say that if you've got bedaya to put on tefillin afterwards, then you're allowed to, the many chassidim, to lie in Krishna straight after the Brachas HaTorah, to have the Ramach, or the Ramach words, or the Ramach Evelim working up as the Mishnah brings. So he says, if you've got bedaya to put on tefillin, and he brings a raya that there's no aid the shaker, if you have bedaya to put it on. I thought of a spura, what's this taka? Why is it called Mayad Ed Shaker Basma? Person lies Krishna, he doesn't put on tefillin. What's the aid the shaker? I saw somebody said that if you lie in Krishna and you didn't have a zin, perhaps Shem HaKech was also Mayad Ed Shaker. Or if it's not from the Vinech, it was also a problem. I was speculating about that. I saw something very fascinating, which I think would answer. In Tosafot Rosh states, why do the four parshas of Tefillin Shel Rosh are in four, Batim in Yad in one? So Tazoi, a person has got five Chishim. Chishar ear, to see, Shmir to hear, Rayach, smell, Te'im at the mouth, and Mishesh to feel. The four of the Chishim are in the head. Re'ia, Shmir, Rayach and Te'ima on the head. The Mishish is the whole body, the hand, the feet, the whole. So therefore, when we shabbat all our Avrim to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, so the Tefillin has got this koyach, so the Shalosh has got four batim, and Shalyad one. As we state in Tosafot Rosh. So I saw a gewaltige zach from Chassan Rebbe, the ancient grace of Tzaddika. Shechnor said that the minig is to put your hands on your eyes when you learn Krishna. Why do you have to put your hands in your eyes? Close your eyes. You shouldn't be in the Sikh Tath with your hands. So that's a very good thing. State in Rabbi Nebachia, state, Rabbi Nishim has created five fingers in each hand, two sets of hands, fingers. Each one's a different size. And he says that each one, Rabbi Nishim made it for the person, he should be, to be Meshuras his Chishim. Be Meshamash his Chishim. He goes to as follows, he says, The thumb is for the mouth, to clean the mouth and taste the channel, put the thumb in the mouth. Some of the thumb is to be mishamish the mouth. The first finger is to clean the nose. The third is mishish, to be able to, the longest, to be able to reach wherever anyone needs to reach. The fourth is for the eyes. That's why we depend the fourth finger by Abdullah, the eyes. That's exactly the right size to clean your eye. And the small one is for the ears. This Rabbi Nebachi says it. So if Rabbi Nebachi says it, if we don't understand, it's our problem. So he says,
he said that
the motion creates in such a way the size, the exact size as it should be. Azoish the Rabbi Nebachi. And he finishes off, Yisburach v'yis'ala ha'yoytze yoytze b'reishis asher yutzar es'udam b'chochmu. This is the Rabbi Nebachi. So when we like Krishna, we want to be meshabbat all our chishim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The hands represents each one is meshabbat a different chish. So he said, if you want to work out gudel, etzba, umo, kmitza, zeres, yad, is begematria 1118. The same gematria as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This state in Shmir Tov. Once you've got such a kedoma, you can add to it. Oybazoy fashtayach hazer, you push it. You take your hand, you say, I'm a Shabbat, all my time for Krishna to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Are you? If you put on the tefillin, which the tefillin, as we said before, according to Tosafot Rosh, is Meshabbat all the chishim, the four on the head and one in the hand. Once you've done that, which is the koyach hakadosh of tefillin, is Meshabbat, then you can put your hand on your eyes in Meshabbat. Otherwise, it's a bit of a bluff. You put your hand in, you don't really need it. And with that, if you don't have it won't take long. 2 minutes. I saw in the Shvile Pinchas from Pinchas Friedman brings from Zera Beirich B'Shem the Megala Mikas B'Shem the Ravit. The Chetz Be'etz Adas, there was a pagam in the Dalet of the Shem Avner and the Dalet of the Shem Shakai. These two Dalets was a Pagam, whatever that means. A person doesn't have Aveira, he's Poigel. So when a person is Krishma, he is Masakin, he mends this Chetz. The big Dalet in Echod, and there's the Vuad, the Dalet of Vuad, you're supposed to be Marach, after you say Vuad, you're supposed to be Marach. So the two Dalet, they mend the Chetz of the Etz Hadas. And he brings here the Shalom Mishtai. Yeah. He says, Ashtai Udom Shemaya Li Lishkol Al Dalsoisa Yoim Yoim. The two Dalsoisa, his name is on the two Dalits. Ashtai Udom Shemaya Li Tu Krishma Lishkol Al Dalsoisa, to mend the two Dalits which were Nifkan by the Chet HaTzadaz Yoim Yoim through Krishma. So if Shalom Mishtai Tav Chisloma, it's time to go to Besmedrish. And he goes, Turech Lechumas Lefnim Vishnei Dalsas. Push up Shach, you should enter two doors. Shnei Dalsay. Dalsas. My time. But that Ashley Udom, Shemai Elish, Lishkadal Dalsoisai, two doors, Yom Yom. Shem Mazelia. So the Emos again, it says, Kimutsu Mutsechaim. So he says, according to that, we understand, the two Dalits which we meant through Krishna is Ashley, and that's the Pusik says, Lishkadal Dalsoisai. And Galamita says, Hanucha Shishi Ani. The Lushan Hishi'ani is, if you take the Dalet out of Shem Arni, and the Dalet out of Shem Shaka, you're left with the Oisus Shi'ani, Hishi'ani. Hanuchos Hishi'ani. He emptied out the Arni from the Dalet, and the Shaka from the Dalet, and Hishi'ani. So I think, what's it the Shaykhus? Laini Krishna with the two Dalets. What's the connection of the two? Sachamoy de Gazach. He brings a Pusik, Lishkadal Dalsoy Sayyom Yom. In Benai Sos Chishteit, by the Chet of Udom Elishan, he was podium in the four Chishim, Yishteit in Pusik. Chishteit, Vateira Hu Isho, that's the eyes, Vayoichal, that's the eating, Vayishmi, and they took it with their hands, yeah. Chesharech Nisht. So the Chesharech is Nisht the month in their Masa, so they were not podium in that. They were only podium in the other four Chishim. So we have to mend the four Chishim. By Krishma, we put our hand on our this, and we got all five Krishma we meant it. Lishvad al dal soisa yoim yoim, Pelef Mazach. Dal soisa yoim yoim is Begumachia 955, which is Gidel, Umar, Kamitza, Zedes, Yad, without Reich. So that's Mamash, the Gumachia, those four are the Gumachia of that. And I made a copy of a letter of Ibris Moshe, a Moedig letter, which about his putting on a bent hamstring. There's a lot one can learn from it. Kadai, the Oilam should look at the letter. If you haven't got it, it was more, you can take home, copy it. And I heard today from an article of the Briska Roof, as the Briska Roof, somebody asked the Briska Roof is for Chaim, but Chaim Briska put on a bent hamstring. So he said, I don't know. So he said, if you don't know, that means he didn't. Because if he would have, son in your father's house, you might have seen it. If my father did it, he did it with such a tzinias that we should also not know. So it's this karai. But whatever he did with shachanur hapit tzinias, so it could well be he did it in such a hidden way that we also didn't know about it.